This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Okay, let's first start with Isalu Thawab. Isalu Thawab is where can you donate something of what you're doing, good deeds, to another person. Now, there's a number of levels about this. Firstly, can I perform a physical hajj on behalf of another person who hasn't performed it yet and now has no chance to perform it because they've died or they're very old? Right? Yes, you can, because the Prophet ﷺ said you can. A person came to Prophet ﷺ and said, my mother's died and I know she would have done hajj. Can I do hajj on her behalf? He said, absolutely, you can do it. So we have a clear hadith to that effect. Hajj is a monetary and a physical worship. Now, you don't generally have anything about praying salat on behalf of another. Somebody's got qadha prayers. Can we do qadha prayers on their behalf? Can I do, you know, two rakats, four rakats, whatever, for some, you know, for my mother if she missed some salat? I can't do that. That's not established. However, what is established is you can give fidya for it. Payment for it. But with hajj, you got a special dispensation to actually do the hajj. Likewise, I can't fast on somebody else's behalf to fulfill their fasting, but I can pay on their behalf. I can't pay off a hajj. You have to make somebody do the hajj. Now, that's doing a worship for somebody else. The worship is for somebody else. So there's a distinction in that between hajj and other things. When it comes to what we're talking about here, donating the reward. So I'm doing my own fasting, nafil fast. I'm doing my own reading of the Quran. I'm doing my own nafil hajj. But I decide that, you know, all this reward that I've got from this reading, or from this fast, or from this charity, I want to give that to somebody. Can you do that or not? So now, there was some disagreement in the earlier scholars about Quran reading and its reward. They agreed on certain things and not on other things, which will be mentioned here, right? Essentially, if majority have come to the conclusion that yes, you can donate the reward. Now, that is, for example, I finished the Quran. So I want to give that reward, the reward of it, to my mother. Will I also get the reward or not? So some of the ulama say that since you're transferring the reward over to them, you got no reward left. Of course, you got the reward of doing the act of giving somebody reward, but the actual reward of your reading the Quran is gone. Others say that is the rule, that's the principle, that's the understanding, but inshallah, Allah will also reward you for it. And we hope from Allah that that's the case. But either way, you obviously want to give it to somebody who for some reason has left this world, or for any other reason. You can give it to a person who's alive or dead, it doesn't make a difference. Because you're just asking Allah to give it. Now, the one thing which nobody can argue with is du'as on behalf of somebody else are always accepted, because that's clearly mentioned in the hadith. So even those who did not agree initially in the early times with transferring your reward, they could not have any problems with saying, oh Allah, making a du'a. Not just an intention, but making the, oh Allah, all of this reward that I've got, I want you to transfer it over to them. I want them to have that reward for that. That should not be a problem. But anyway, it's generally not seen as a problem anymore. Now, there are some manifestations of this which are an issue, which is where, you know, the operationalization of it is an issue. For example, somebody passes away and you keep a khatam, which means a special program and a session in which everybody is invited and you all sit and read something, like you finish a Quran, you read some tasbihat or yaseen or whatever it is, and then you say, oh Allah, take the reward of this and give it to the deceased person. Is that allowed or not? Per se, yes, it is allowed. But it becomes problematic due to other reasons. Number one, the Sahaba never did that. So you could all sit in your houses and do it. That's why nowadays a lot of people, what they do is they just send it down on WhatsApp. One of the positive uses of WhatsApp: my mother's died, can please everybody take a subara if they can, a juz if they can. So somebody call, okay, I'll take number one, I'll take number two. There's no obligation. I'll take this. Okay, khalas, you guys read it by this time and then I'll make dua and reward. No problem with that. There's no obligation. The problem is that in many cultures, it's an obligation to do it on particular days. The 3rd, the 10th, the 40th, the year, and so on. Number one. Number two, if you don't come, they'll break ties with you. Right? That is totally wrong. They obligate you to go from here to Manchester, for example. And you don't really want to go, but you're going because they're going to cut ties with you. So your petrol money is all wasted. Your entire day is wasted, and you didn't get any reward for it because you're doing it just to show. Rather than that, if, for example, you know, generally after somebody dies in your house, and people are going to gather together for about 3 days anyway. So what I think is a good idea is to keep some Qurans there, keep some, you know, those separate ajza, those separate parts, some yasin, some tasbihat, just keep them there. And whoever it is will start reading themselves. Don't force anybody to read. They'll take it, they'll just be sitting there, and the three guys are reading, then it's going to be quite foolish for others to start talking, because otherwise they talk about everything under the sun afterwards. So I found that to be a very useful way. There's no obligation, there's no necessity of food, and so on and so forth. And there's no hard feelings. So as long as there's no hard feelings, it's done casually. Like in some masajid, they do this. I was in Mufti Shabbir Sahib's masjid in Blackburn, and after Salah, there was an announcement, we're going to have a Yasin Khatam for so-and-so. Anybody who can stay, stay. So we stayed, read Yasin. Whoever wants to walk out, go. There's no obligation. As long as there's no hard feeling, it's okay. Because it is a new thing. It is a new thing. It wasn't done in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But every new thing is not wrong to do unless you make it obligatory or you make it kind of extra rewarding. We're just facilitating. This is not extra reward. It is facilitation for extra reward. So it's a wasila, it's a facilitation. It's just kind of make it easy. We're here together anyway. Let's do something for our mother.